Foaming at the mouth, European Parliament declares Hungary no longer a democracy. By Peter Kettle on September 16, 2022. In what appears to be the latest instance of European Union bigwigs attacking the conservative-led state, the European Parliament has now declared that Hungary is no longer a democracy. Hungary, an EU member state, is no longer a democracy according to the European Parliament, with the assembly of the bureaucrat-led European Union, whose governing commission cannot be held directly accountable by the general public, passing a symbolic resolution this week decrying the country as an authoritarian hybrid state. It comes after the country's prime minister, Viktor Orbán, achieved a landslide victory in the Hungarian general election earlier this year, despite a coalition of opposing parties encompassing liberal globalists, the far left, and the far right uniting with the sole aim of ousting the national conservative politician. With this effort failing abysmally, EU bigwigs have now taken to attacking the Orbán government as being anti-democratic, with the transnational bloc's parliament being presented with a resolution on Thursday alleging that there is increasing consensus among experts that Hungary is no longer a democracy and that the country now exists as a hybrid regime of electoral autocracy. The report proceeded to demand that authorities in the bloc punish the country for going against Brussels' so-called European values, as well as doubling down on recommendations for the further centralization of political powers laid by the Conference on the Future of Europe. According to Politico, the resolution easily passed the legislature, with 433 representatives voting in favor and only 123 voting against the report. Among those who refused to go along with the anti-Hungary consensus, Markus Buckeit, an elected representative for Germany's Alternative für Deutschland, Alternative for Germany/Shift Party, told Breitbart Europe it is a fundamental human right to speak and in political terms to vote as people freely choose. The EU does not accept this on the national stage and instead attacks a proud nation like Hungary with all weapons possible. Buckeit went on to say that authorities in Brussels would be much better off following the example of Hungary by implementing pro-family policies rather than attacking its conservative government. In its pro-family policies, for example, Hungary has already achieved great things, increasing the marriage and birth rate while reducing the frequency of abortion, he said, decrying the EU institutions as simply wanting the country to put migrants in and democracy out. Instead of criticizing the elected Hungarian government, the European institutions would be better advised to follow its successful example, he went on to say. Dr. Nicholas Fest, who heads up the EFT's delegation to the European Parliament, told Breitbart Europe that the conflict reflected more upon the European Union than on Hungary. Public broadcasters in Germany have openly admitted there are political filters in place which favored the government, but on this issue there is radio silence from the Commission, he accused. But when the exact same thing is supposedly happening in a country run by a conservative government, like Hungary, the EU are foaming at the mouth and are quick to launch all sorts of measures to rectify the situation, he continued. The issue here is not with Hungary, but rather with the clear bias and hypocrisy of the Commission, the EFT representative went on to say. While the passing of the report will no doubt result in a further deterioration in relations between Hungary and Brussels, it seems unlikely that Orbán or his government will actually lose any sleep over the past resolution due to its non-binding nature. The European Parliament voted that Hungary is a hybrid electoral autocracy. The European Parliament also voted that men can give birth, Orbán's chief international spokesman remarked derisively. What will likely be much more of a concern, however, are the legal measures the bloc's commission is trying to take against the country, with President Ursula von der Leyen's team of unelected technocrats plotting ways of stripping important EU funding from the country, seemingly in retaliation against the right-leaning government's electoral success and long-standing refusal to assent to migrant redistribution quotas. According to a report by Reuters on Wednesday, Brussels is now expected to try and freeze billions of euros in funding previously earmarked for the country, with up to 70% of 122.5 billion euro grant expected to be withheld. Despite the various economic difficulties such a move would no doubt cause the Hungarian administration, however, in many ways the country looks like it could be in for a far more stable winter compared to other EU member states. while other members of the bloc are now facing the possibility of blackouts over the winter largely due to sanctions clashes with Russia and the green agenda policies of ruling elites. Hungary has seemingly already secured its energy supply for the winter, signing a new gas purchase agreement with Russia earlier this month. I would like to make it clear that Hungary and the Hungarian government will do what is required by the homeland. Prime Minister Orbán said last week regarding the decision. We won't have a shortage of energy, he continued. This is not a prediction, this is a statement of fact. There will be gas and enough electricity in Hungary. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.